Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, man, let's talk to our guy. His name is Connor Riley. He is with Dog Nation. He joins us every week, and it's been a weird offseason, so he was actually on more in the offseason almost as much as he is during the season. But now we're here. And here we go. You got past Clemson, you got past UAB, and we have quarterback issues. Now, it's not the kind of quarterback issues where there's a fight for the job, but Connor, what do you know about these injuries and how it may impact the Dogs on Saturday?
Yeah, so JT Daniels is still dealing with an oblique injury. It's why he didn't play this past weekend. And now Kirby Smart comes out and says yesterday that Stetson Bennett is dealing with a little bit of a back issue. I still expect either one of those guys to start. I don't think you're going to see the third option, Carson Beck, to start. I do think you probably see him at some point in this game, but that speaks more to the opponent than the actual pecking order and health of Bennett and Daniels. If I had to go and take a guess right now, somewhat educated, I'd probably lean that Daniels starts on Saturday. A lot of it is going to depend on how much he is able to practice today, and we'll see how that turns out and what we hear after the fact. But if I had to take an educated guess, I might lean Daniels a little bit here, but I wouldn't be surprised if we once again see Stetson Bennett come Saturday.
All right, man. I know that Kirby and it's not just Kirby, guys. Any high school or college coach's prerogative to keep it close, as we see in the NFL as well. But were you disappointed in what Carson Beck gave you last week?
Disappointed might be a little bit too strong of a word. It's worth remembering those were his first career pass attempts, and I think you, especially on the interception there, I think Carson just underestimated the speed of the college game there. And as he gets more reps, you hope that you see him get a little bit better. I certainly don't think it was the debut that a lot of fans wanted to see from him, but the way they treated Stetson Bennett and the push that they had made to see Carson Beck out there, I think Stetson had a great reminder of, hey, well, yes, I wasn't able to beat Alabama or Florida last season. He was still pretty effective in games against Arkansas, Florida, Kentucky, and I think South Carolina this weekend is much more similar to that than, say, Alabama or the 2020 Florida team.
Vandegrift, though, there's no plan, right, to play him. I mean, that's not what they want to do. We don't expect to see him. That's out of the question, right?
Brock Vandegrift only played three snaps or at the end of the game last week where they were essentially just asking him to hand off the ball. They are treating this like a redshirt year for him. They want to get him up to speed and sort of, you know, hope that he gets acclimated to the college lifestyle and the college playbook. That way, I think next spring he's a little bit better and has his feet under him as far as knowing what to do, knowing the playbook and all that. That way, next spring, because assuming JT Daniels goes pro after this season, assuming that happens, I think you're going to – they want to make sure Brock Vandegrift is ready to compete for the starting job next spring, and they don't want to rush him out there and do anything to sort of dent his confidence.
It's Connor Riley, guys. K. Connor Riley on Twitter to follow him as part of the Legion of Dog Nation, covering your favorite football team. Saw your article yesterday about Channing Tindall, and I guess if you've got the depth which Kirby has amassed at Georgia, I'll flip it over to offense, how Najee Harris waited his turn at Alabama, worked out pretty well. You talked in the article about Tindall had to wait to see the field, and now he's part of arguably the best defense in college football.
Yeah, Jimmy Tingle is a guy who would start for just about every team in the country, but that's not the case on Georgia's defense. And he had to wait his turn, and while he was, you know, a fringe top 100 prospect, he was a guy who was making a position change when he got to college, and to his credit has admitted, I knew it was going to take some time for me to see the field. And so he worked on special teams and has slowly worked his way onto the field, and now he feels really comfortable with knowing this defense and knowing how to play within it. And when you match that with his obvious athletic gifts, you're seeing a guy who's really blowing up right now and making plays, obviously against a, you know, a lesser talented UAB team, but he really popped in that Clemson game as well. And why he might not be a star for this Georgia defense in the way I think N'Kobe Dean or Adam Anderson or even Lewis Cine might be, he's very clearly going to be a guy that plays on Sundays. And the fact that you can have that as your second string linebacker, as your first linebacker off the bench, just speaks to the absurd depth and talent this Georgia defense has.
We are talking to our guy, Connor Riley from Dog Nation here on Dukes and Bell, getting you caught up on the latest with the Dogs. They get ready for South Carolina on Saturday. So the run game, I've not been impressed. I know they've got five stars all over the place, and we should be able to run the football more effectively. Is that going to be the game plan you think heading into this weekend? Do they, you know, Mike and I were joking, a Dog's run it 80 times. Do they commit to the run this weekend?
It's going to be interesting. I think last week UAB made a very concerned effort to say, hey, you're not going to run on us. If you're going to beat us, your wide receivers are going to have to win on the outside. And last week they were able to do that. I think as the season goes along, you're going to see teams employ a little bit more what Clemson did, where they play a little bit more soft zone coverage, drop three in the back end, and sort of, you know, say, hey, Georgia, we know you're a capable running team. You have good running backs, but we don't think your offensive line is good enough to consistently win and beat us at the point of attack. Now, late in the game, that's exactly what the offensive line did. And so I'll be interested to see how Clemson comes out and chooses to defend Georgia this week. I think as the wide receivers get healthier there, it sounds like there's a good chance Kyrus Jackson possibly plays this weekend. As they get healthier there at that wide receiver position, as guys like Jermaine Burton and Arian Smith get better with more rest, I think the way you see Georgia defended is they're going to dare teams to say, hey, if you want to win, you're going to have to be patient and run on us and hope that eventually you're successful enough to run on us. That way we have to commit more guys to the box. But I think over the course of the season, at least in the early part, you're going to see teams play that similar defense that Clemson did, where the Georgia offense as a whole really struggled that day.
All right, Carl, it's not Zed from Pulp Fiction. It's Zeb, and it's a great story. A kid who grew up just literally in the shadows of Sanford Stadium. His dad was a high school football coach over to Coney. But Zeb is going to be the quarterback, the graduate assistant who's bounced around, Zeb Nolan. I mean, and we're not trying to disrespect it, but look, Muschamp, when he left, a lot of guys got in the transfer portal. This is a really bad football team that Shane Beamer has inherited, isn't it?
Yeah, Zeb is very much alive. I think he's going to start for this weekend for South Carolina there. And, you know, part of it is they're working with their other quarterback, Luke Doty, who was expected to be the starter at the beginning of the season. He's coming back from a foot injury, and while it sounds like he's getting closer, I don't think this is the defense you want to throw a guy out there who's still working his way back from a foot injury on. I mean, as much as we worry about the offensive line and the quarterback injury situation as it is right now, it doesn't matter for this game. This Georgia team should go out and roll whoever, go out and roll this South Carolina team. But quite frankly, they're just much, much better than. And obviously, you can point to that 2019 game where you may have said and expected the same thing. But this Georgia defense, I think, is pretty clearly making a case to be the best of the Kirby Smart era. And you know, when you can't score on the other team, it's really hard to win. And when that opposing defense has actually scored more points on touchdowns than they've given up so far, I think it's going to be really difficult for South Carolina this weekend. And I do think it's going to be another easy win, even with some of the questions we still have on offense.
You heard, Connor. Dukes and Bell could start at quarterback this weekend, and they would win the game.
So, Connor, you know, you want to go like 1-800. K. Connor, so you're saying you're liking the 31 points.
Yes, I do like Georgia in the 31 points here. I think the South Carolina team is just, there's so much turnover from last year. And while, you know, maybe the end of the year they get right, they really struggled last week against ECU. And I think this Georgia, I actually think the UAB team Georgia beat a week ago is maybe better than the South Carolina team that Georgia's going to play this weekend.
Yeah, Carl, I went like Joe Pesci in Casino. I mean, we's given, we're not taking the numbers, but anyway, back to you.
All right, injury update. Let's go around this team with all the injuries. Give us an update on where all these other guys are. What's up with Kyrus Jackson? What's going on with Blaylock? What's going on with all these other guys? Darnell Washington, where are we at?
All right, so I'm going to try and run through this as quickly as I can because, unfortunately, it's still pretty long. We'll start at the quarterbacks. JT Daniels has an oblique injury. It sounds like he's getting better, and I think there's a good chance he plays on Saturday. Stetson Bennett is dealing with a little bit of a lower back issue, but I think he's going to be fine and capable of playing on Saturday. Darius Jackson is coming off knee surgery he had this offseason, and he's been returning punts, and it sounds like he's getting closer and closer to seeing the field, and I think there's a good chance to see that this weekend. Dominic Blaylock is coming off an ACL injury, but he's also now dealing with a hamstring injury as he sort of ramps up his recovery and process and trying to get back on the field. I'm not so certain we're going to see him play this weekend. Darnell Washington and Tyke Smith are both dealing with foot injuries. Tyke Smith, the defensive back, Darnell Washington, the tight end. They're both dealing with foot injuries. They did have their boots taken off last week, and while that was a positive development, I don't expect them to play this week. I think maybe Vanderbilt next week is the week you potentially target and see them coming back. And then Devontae Wyatt did not play last week. He's a defensive tackle for Georgia, but it is not injury-related for Kirby Smart. It sounds like it is more internal discipline there with regard to his status, and I believe that is all in terms of the injury front and where things stand as of right now. Oh, and Arik Gilbert, Kirby Smart was asked about him yesterday. Arik Gilbert is still not with the team, and they do not know when to expect him to be back.
All right. So, I mean, again, we don't want to speculate, but it does sure sound like it's going to be a while there. And the COVID thing, I guess, you know, in hindsight, Kirby maybe misspoke or was misinterpreted as a COVID spike. But concerns about COVID this week?
No, you know, Ron Corson was back, their head trainer. He was back last week on the field working during the game. So it sounds like, you know, Kirby maybe didn't necessarily choose his words the most careful there in terms of, you know, COVID. With the way that it is discussed in approach in the media world, you know, any little thing sometimes blows up. And I think that's sort of what happened there with Kirby Smart. So I think Georgia's in a good spot when it comes to COVID.
Cool. All right. I can't confirm nor deny the report that's out there about Vanderbilt. Apparently a ferret will start at quarterback against Vandy for the Dogs, and they will be okay. So just want to put that out there. Connor, tell the people where they can find you. That's a joke, guys.
Yeah, you guys can find me at @KConOReilly on Twitter. We'll have a ton of coverage, obviously, late game, Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Should be a lot of fun at Stanford.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!